Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
And this is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. Jim Cushing is the executive director of the Iowa Association of Area Agencies on Aging, and we found him via a press release last week talking about a program that's going really statewide, as far as we understand it, that has to do with aging issues. And here in the greater Des Moines metro area, that is going to be taking place at the Botanical Garden, I believe, on Thursday. And if my memory serves correctly, I got to reach way back because I'm getting older and there's a lot of stuff crammed up there. Jim, welcome to the NewsHour.
Thanks, Michael. Well, it's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit, what is it that you do with the Iowa Association of Aging?
Sure. Well, I'm the executive director of the Iowa Association of the Area Agencies on Aging.
Now, that's everybody, right?
Yes, that's everyone. And okay. So I'm responsible for programming support, advocacy work, marketing for the six planning and service areas of the Area Agencies on Aging. We're actually in 15 different communities across the state, and we also serve all 99 counties. And we're specifically focused on supporting those that are aging, living with disabilities, and a very important role, the caregiver who supports those as well.
That's how true that is. We just had John Hale from the Hale Group in last week, and we were talking about the lack of caregivers in many aspects. Here in the state of Iowa, he indicates that we need like 25,000 more to be able to fill the needs in especially the coming years. And so I suspect that, and we also talked about families having to have the conversation about what do you want to do with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or each other.
Right.
As we move forward, what is this conference that you've got coming up on Thursday?
Sure. This Thursday, August 4th, from 10 a.m. until noon, we're actually having six conversations across the state. And we call it Join the Conversation. We started these last year. We had two last year. This is the third one that we're coming up to here late summer. And it's really focused. It's an opportunity for community to come together, individuals that are thinking about planning for retirement, caregivers that are trying to maybe determine what they want to do for next steps, maybe with a spouse, maybe it's kids looking for what to do for mom and dad or what to work with them to plan for the future. And it's an opportunity to come together. We share some information about aging in Iowa, give some information on resources that are available, places to contact. One of those key resources is Lifelong Links. We'll talk about that maybe here in a bit more in a minute. But then it really allows the folks that are there to talk about what's on their mind and talk about the issues that are of concerns to them. And we take that information and we record it, and then we prepare a document that we actually use and share with broader community. We share it with legislators. We also share it with business leaders, just so that individuals can see, what's on the minds of Iowans with respect to aging. What are some of the challenges? One of the things specifically it's a challenge that employers, talking about the business hour here, is supporting their employees as
time off.
As caregivers, yeah. And really, supporting them on that journey.
Yeah, it is there are so many facets to start to talk about here that it really does boggle the mind. And there's so many things. Having been the primary caregiver for my mother for 3.5 years, I can tell you from experience, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been in that situation, and for those of you who haven't yet gotten there, you will be there in some form, one way or another. And one of the things that was most confusing and perhaps most a burden, I know, to my mother, may she rest in peace, was all the paperwork that has to be done on a regular basis for everything.
Right. That's so true. And as you start the journey, or as you're on the journey, there's a lot of documentation that needs to be compiled. There's applications to fill out for various types of services, documents to read if you're hospitalized, for example, or maybe you're temporarily transitioning to a facility for rehab. And that's one of the services that the Area Agencies on Aging provides from a support perspective. We have an entry point called Lifelong Links, which is the Aging and Disability Resource Center for Iowa. It's a wonderful place to start. It's a toll-free number, 866-468-7887. There's also a lifelonglinks.org website. Great place to start, and you can find information there. But give us a call or come to any of our coordination centers. We can help you put together a plan, work through some of that paperwork with you as well, too, from a support perspective.
Jim Cushing, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about an upcoming seminar that's going to happen here in Des Moines and statewide, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, the 4th of August. Well, one of the other things that I know that people have an issue with is how to access the right care for the right individual. You know, many, many people want to stay home for a much longer period of time. Hospitals are getting into that. Emmanuel Pathways is a new resource here in an 8-county area in central Iowa. People that are delivering care on site or at least or bringing people to a care facility only for a short period of time, but letting people stay home. That whole draw to stay home longer has gotten much, much more important to people, hasn't it?
Sure, it definitely has. I mean, if you ask anyone, where would you like to stay? And everyone will respond, we want to stay at home. And that place is either the house we've maybe lived in for a number of years or at least a place that you can call your own. And we spend a lot of time working with families and individuals trying to make that work. And we walk through with them, helping them assess kind of their current situation. We look at finances. We look at their health situation. We try to have conversations around what type of support do you have? Do you have loved ones in the area? Or if not, then how can we maybe build a support structure for you? And then most important, we ask you probably the first key question is, what do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
What would you like to do? Because most of us, again, want to stay in a place of independence.
Well, and the other thing is many families, many times, people are making decisions, life-altering decisions in a moment of crisis. Not having those conversations prior to with the family members and individuals to make sure that they're carrying out the wishes of mom and dad.
Sure. That's very true, and that's one of the things that we really try to emphasize is trying to encourage people to plan earlier or plan before the actual crisis occurs. And one of the benefits of coming to the Join the Conversation events this Thursday is to not only obtain some information, but we also discover and share tips on how to start that conversation with family members, because it's just that first step will actually then lead to other opportunities for families to learn and to plan for the future.
Yeah, so don't wait until you've got a crisis on your hands. At least get what information that you possibly can before that hits, because I can tell you from experience, you know, it's one of those really frustrating and bad times in so many people's lives. Jim Cushing is with us. We're talking about the upcoming event on 4th. That's going to be this Thursday, as a matter of fact. What time does it all start, Jim?
Sure, 10 a.m. It's for the location here in Des Moines. It's at the Des Moines Botanical Center. So feel free to stop by a few minutes before, and we'll kick it off. And we're actually we'll share some information. We'll have a conversation, and the fun part of the event is we actually connect to the other 5 locations across the state.
Nice.
And so we share information, and each group discusses, and then we connect back and report, and we learn what other parts of the state have discussed. And so it's a fun event, but it's a learning event as well.
And one of the things that I think is very important about this is not just a conversation to have a one time and we're done. You're actually formulating then some key areas of concern that Iowans have talked about, and hopefully the legislature takes a look and the lawmakers take a look or policymakers take a look or the lobbyists take a look, and they'll actually maybe move forward on some of those things.
Yes, that's absolutely true, Michael. And what we've found from the other 2 sessions, we've been able to compile what the Iowans have said and put it in a very nice, concise document. And then again, we share that with the legislators, and it's very well laid out with respect to only about 6 or 7 key issues or problems that Iowans have expressed. And then we involve Iowans to come up with what are some of those solutions. And it's not only things about what the legislators can do from a funding perspective, but we really try to encourage individuals to talk about what community can do, what can individuals do, and family to do to support each other.
Yeah, and today, with families spread out all over the United States or other countries, you know, this really does become important that we gather together and at least have the conversation. Mm-hmm. Jim, I would suspect that are there some different takes if you are rural or urban in this when people talk to you about issues that concern them?
There is a little bit of variation. I mean, there's common core sure. concerns that are whether you're urban or rural. But obviously, in the urban settings primarily, there's always housing shortages with respect to affordable housing comes up frequently. Transportation is an issue, actually, that we hear both in urban and rural settings with respect to making sure that people have access to transportation so that they can get to appointments, because that's where that's an independence factor of making sure that you can get to appointments. And so we do hear that a little bit. There's some shortage of those direct care workers that
staffing
hire
issues,
staffing issues in rural areas compared to urban. But there is some variation with respect to rural versus urban. And so we do try to differentiate those if they are clearly articulated by those who attend.
I think this is really a seminal conversation to have. And if you can at all make it, and of course it's between 10 and noon on Thursday. And so if you're working for a living, you know, that kind of maybe cuts you out. However, once this report is completed and compiled, we will share it with individuals across the state.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you can definitely call the Lifelong Links number if you're interested in receiving a copy of the report at 866-468-7887, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of the report once it's compiled.
Jim Cushing, the Executive Director of the Iowa Association of Area Agencies on Aging. A program, by the way, that's near and dear to my heart because you guys have been at this a long time. And I just need to ask, same group that does the legislative session?
The Elevate Aging session or the
The mock legislature.
Okay. One of our members of the Elevate Aging Group is the Older Iowans Legislature.
That's it.
Yes, yeah. Older Iowans Legislature.
What a great time that is.
It is, and really encourage folks to look at attending that at the end of September as well, too.
Yeah, good stuff. Jim Cushing, ladies and gentlemen, with the Association of Area on Aging. Thanks. You know, it's a mouthful to say.
It is.
But if you work there, it's a lot
easier.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. We've got to step aside, check out what happened today on Wall Street. It was one of those bumpy days again today. What's on the minds of investors? You. Yeah, you. Are you spending enough money on stuff? Or are you dipping into your resources to keep your spending habits in gear? That's next when we look at the numbers.
There have been times in my life.